So the big question is this:
how do married entrepreneurs like us who have decades of business building experience, how do we break through common communication, productivity, and profitability barriers, all while living powerfully in sync?
That's the big question, and this podcast is the answer. You see, even if just one of you is called to entrepreneurship, the family is called to entrepreneurship. No, the goal is not the almighty dollar. We're aiming for the almighty impact. What's up? This is OL and Sway Buckley. Welcome to the Marriedpreneur Life Podcast.
Marriage Marketplace Ministry. Let's go.
Hey, what's up? This is OL Buckley.
And this is Sway.
Of MarriedpreneurLife.com.
Yep.
This is where we help high-achieving married entrepreneurs who want to get more clarity, generate more income, and of course, leave a lasting impact.
And we are legacy builders and super excited to be here with you today, sharing with you. Now, if this is your first time listening to the Marriedpreneur Life podcast, then welcome. As you can see, we are joining you with the Waze app, right?
As we so often do,
right from the car. We just got off the plane and we are in the car. We have like a 2-hour drive home. Well, actually, we're going to church, Bible study, and then we'll be going home after that. So anyway, you may hear Waze join us again, giving us the minute-by-minute update, minute-by-minute plays. Yes? Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. We were just talking about something that we are super excited about concerning our live event. But we want to share with you something that we've been using that you can use for anything. And this is something that many times people just see the outcome of it, but they don't really know how you got there, right? And
yes.
So we want to share with you some of those areas of sponsorship and how you can get sponsorship literally for anything. So as I was saying earlier, I was welcoming you before Waze interrupted me. Welcome those who are brand new. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hope you stay for a while. And those returning, what up, fam? Good to see you, or glad you're here. I guess I can't see you. But anyway, so let's just dive right into this.
Yes.
Right? And I guess we should start, as I was saying earlier, we are, those of you who know that we are in the process of launching our first live event together. We've done many separately, but now we're actually doing one together, which we are so, oh my goodness, we have so much to share, which is why we just came from this trip, is even just getting even more to share with you all. It's going to be simply amazing, life-changing. Specifically for this event, Marriedpreneur Live, specifically for married entrepreneurs and helping married entrepreneurs scale, strategize, build a lasting legacy and a family empire together. So we're super stoked about that. Now, something that we just shared today, if you're not on our mailing list, then you probably haven't heard the news, but many have already been replying to this. Because of our sponsors, our amazing sponsors, and we'll be sharing more about them in an upcoming episode, but because of them and their generosity, we're able to give away a few tickets to couples to come to the event.
Yes.
To Marriedpreneur Live.
So this is obviously, I think it goes without saying, a great opportunity for you to take advantage.
But if you're not on the list, then you just don't know what to do. But if that be the case, then I would say definitely shoot us an email. All we want to know is about your big, big vision, not your little vision, because we're not, there's nothing little that we're going to be working on. Everything is about the big vision that God has called you two to do.
Exactly.
What that big family empire vision is, what you two are working on, what you need help with, and you know, this is like why you want to come to the event. So you can shoot us an email over at contact@marriedpreneurlife.com. contact@marriedpreneurlife.com. So it's married, M-A-R-R-I-E-D, preneur, as in entrepreneur, P-R-E-N-E-U-R,
mm-hmm.
Okay, life, L-I-F-E.com. Okay, so hit us up if you're interested, and we will be sharing the results soon. So, all that being said, because of our amazing sponsors, they've given us this opportunity to gift a few couples, deserving couples, those who are literally applying for this and sharing to us, sharing with us why they deserve or why would they really want to come to Marriedpreneur Live.
Vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
Thank you for that. So we were able to do this, or are able to do this, because of sponsorship. And sponsorship makes everything so much easier.
Yeah, sponsorship can really take what you all are working on, what you're building and what you're doing together, it can really blow it up in such a huge way, because sponsorship really allows you to advance your reach. It allows you to really take those relationships and monetize them, quite actually.
Yeah, yeah. So we want to share with you, when at the end of this episode, you're going to know.
Watch out, fog report
ahead. Elise, I'm going to turn this. Can I turn this down? Okay. You're going to know how to get sponsorships for everything. Everything. This is just the stuff that people really don't talk about. And you're going to be able to do it without a lot of things that you may have thought that you needed before, but just to go ahead and get started with it. So the first thing we want to share with you, just so you can have a clear understanding of how to move, like just how to start. You may say, what is the first step? The first thing we want to share with you, these are just some truths that many don't talk about. So therefore, many who are looking don't know where to look. But here's what you need to know first. Low fruit, like low hanging fruit, can be very ripe fruit.
Yes, I think it is so easy for any of us to just overlook low hanging fruit. It's sort of like the old saying that says, hiding in plain sight. Oftentimes that low hanging fruit is right in front of us. It's on the tip of our nose, meaning this could be a relationship that you currently have, somebody that you currently know.
Yes, yeah, so now that can mean you may know somebody who is a administrative assistant or a receptionist at a local business that's a franchise or not a franchise. It doesn't really matter. And you are looking for sponsorship, whether it be monetary sponsorship or in-kind sponsorship, doesn't matter. But that person, although he or she may not be the decision maker, that person will know who the decision maker is. And if they're on good terms, that part, right, they can then make a soft introduction.
Yeah, and just think about people that you know in places that you congregate. This could be your church. This could be the health club or the workout facility. It could even be a family member.
Yeah.
Who's working for a particular business or company. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, I think we overlook those kinds of folks because we think, well, we know them already and we know everything about them already.
Nah.
So, no.
Nah, yeah, you may be. It's likely that you're overlooking gold right there in front of you in your lap. You just have to. What do you do with the gold? You clean it off, make it.
Yeah.
Or is that diamonds? Anyway.
Diamonds you're thinking about.
Diamonds, yeah, do all that. Okay, so looking at who is right around you is crucial. Like, so look and I would say sit down and make a list of those who are in your circle, those who are in your family, your extended family, those who you just have in your phone, like you know them and you haven't really thought about them in this way, but it's likely they're the ones who can connect you or know someone who can connect you to that decision maker. Okay.
Watch out, vehicle stopped.
I thought I
turned ahead.
This ways down. Okay, we're gonna continue. We persist. Now, so low fruit can be very ripe fruit. Now, before you go and reach out to that person, that decision maker, the next thing you want to do is remember this. It's all about relationships.
Yes.
Build one.
Relationships really are what makes business move and makes things happen. And so as you identify this person, you definitely want to make sure that you're cultivating that relationship. And there's many ways to do that. Obviously, you want to refresh that contact, check in with them.
Well, maybe you don't know them to refresh. Right.
Well, yeah.
Before
if you know them, then you're refreshing. If you don't know them, then you want to reach.
Well, I was going to say, before you reach out to them, you want to make sure you do your research. Is that what you're about to say?
Yes. Research is critical. Mm-hmm. It is self-destructive as an entrepreneur to pursue a relationship and not having done research beforehand. Because one of the things that research does is, A, it gives you confidence when you do reach out to this person, and it actually gives you something substantive to talk about that's related to them.
Yeah, and when you do research, you're going to be able to know who they are, like what exactly their role is, what that looks like, and how they can keep their job or make their job, like make them shine on their job, because they have a job too, right? To do so, what does that look like? Like knowing, understanding what their job is and what their objectives are, then you can help them reach that objective, and it just makes you look amazing, and then make them shine really, really bright among their supervisors. And so, you want to look at what would their goals be? Like, what are the things that they're what are their goals, and then what are the projects that they're working on. And it's easy to find
these
things.
Watch out, vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
Okay, we're going to keep going. It's easy to find these things when you're, I mean, social media today. It's easy to look up these different companies and look at what they're working on, going to their websites, going into their social media platforms. And then look at what they're promoting. Look at what they're talking about. And
yeah,
how
one
can
of the great places. Yeah. One of the great places to go on the website is to look at their press room tab.
Yeah.
And you'll see what their initiatives are. Mm-hmm. Whether they just merged with somebody, whether they just acquired a business,
yeah,
or whether they just sold off a division. All that stuff is going to be very helpful when
yeah
you reach out.
And I would say also, before, this is all before you reach out, guys. Don't pick up the phone and be like, oh yeah, can we talk? Yeah, no, don't do that. You can definitely, LinkedIn is a great resource for that when it comes to prepping yourself and nurturing, I would say, before you even nurture the relationship, nurture your mind. Like, nurture your knowledge on who you want to connect with so you can be clear about, more clear about what it is that they're working on. So then, what you want to do is look at those promotions, look at their projects they're working on, and think about, okay, this is the next step. How can you lead with value? Oh my goodness, they're working on doing this big promotion. I see, like, in the Latin community, right? And maybe you're not Latin. maybe you have friends who are, right? Or maybe you can connect them with somebody who, or some type of media or a friend. Like, you can need to, like, do that type of work to find the connection to make it a great win for them. Like, that's where the work is. You want to make, finding a way to make it a win for them. And I've done this before. Like, and if there are other companies who may be looking to work more with, when I was doing my really heavy in my consultancy and working with creative women, and they were looking to work with more women-owned businesses, and I'm like, oh, we're a great fit, or I can show you how to do this over here, or have you considered this? You know, there's different ways that you can add value that you may not even think about or even realize that. So that's good. So leading with value is paramount. So you want to, in order to lead with value, you have to know what is valuable to them. So you don't lead with what you think is valuable. You lead in with what they think is valuable. And the only way you know what they think is valuable is by doing your research.
Yeah. And also, even as you're speaking to them, assuming you've already done your research and you've already started your initial reach out, ask questions and then listen. People will tell you what's going on. They will expound and explain in greater detail. And don't just listen to appear kind. Actually listen so that you can learn what it is that they're saying, as well as what it is that they're not saying. And then make your conversation around what's the matter for them. What is the things that are important to them and to their industry. And you'll find points of connection between what they need, what they're looking to do in your business, and you'll find points of connection both professionally, and you may even find points of connection personally as well.
Yeah. And so you, exactly, and I would say when it comes to the leading in with value, you lead in, then it's easier to lead in with somebody who has done a soft introduction, and you can say, oh yeah, I see that you're working on this, this, and this, or I see you're connecting with this other company, and is it because you're doing this and this? So what are you all working on? People love to tell you, oh, this is what our next goals, our objectives, what we're promoting next. Like, they will tell you, but you can find out a lot. And when you show them that you've done even a tad bit of research and you're able to share that with them, it sets you apart automatically, because most people are lazy and they don't do that type of work.
A tad will go a ton.
Touch your neighbor and say, a tad will go a ton. Don't do that, Farola. Okay, last thing we want to share with you concerning how to get sponsorship for anything, or sponsors for everything, is to customize your offer. So really, I mean, I say don't do cookie cut offers per se, or packages. I mean, you can have a framework, but you really want to think about, once again, like, what it is that they need and what you can create in the future if they were to partner with you. So
yes,
it doesn't have to be, well, we're already doing this. No, it can be, well, when you work with us or partner with us or become our sponsor in this event or this opportunity or this whatever meetup or whatever you're doing, this podcast, whatever it is, then we're going to do this and this and this. Like, that you can show them what it's going to look like dream with them or dream for them, so they can really visualize it and they don't have to do the work of like, oh, can you do this and this and this? Instead, you can say, hey, what do you think about this, this and this? Would this be helpful for you? Would this be beneficial? And then you'll begin to see what, you know, what's working for them or what they would like love to do. But you'll, it'll be a lot easier once you've already done your research and you lead in with that value. So hopefully this episode has been amazingly helpful for you. These things have taken us a very long way. I mean, over the years, I've gotten sponsorship. We both gotten sponsorship. I mean, monetary sponsorship for in everything in kind. I've gotten clothes sponsored. We've gotten, of course, money. We've gotten for different live events as well. Gotten people to
gotten food sponsors, lunch sponsors.
We've gotten printers.
We've gotten media sponsors.
And print is big because everything was like full color, top notch, and they printed all of our items. But you just have to know, like for them, they wanted to have the visibility with our at our live event. So you can do sponsorship for everything and anything. So this is these steps right here, though, are the ones that are often overlooked the most. And we're super excited just to bring this to you because we have some amazing sponsors for the Marriedpreneur Live Mastermind. And that's how we're able to give a few of the tickets away. So once again, if you're not on our list and you missed it, then hit us up. Shoot us an email. Let us know what you, the big, big, big picture. Don't come on any small stuff because then you're not really dreaming. And we want to work with dreamers and doers. Dreamers and doers who execute. So small stuff, that's not going to work. So bring your biggest dream, your biggest vision to us. Let us know what it is that you're working on because that's who we work with. And that's how we strategize and show you how to get there with the end in mind. And so that's if you want to be considered for one of these free tickets as well. And then in future episodes, we'll be sharing some of the other sponsorships, partnerships that have been, are already a part of what we're doing. And I'm looking forward to just sharing all of the goodness. They are amazing, guys. They are so amazing. And if you haven't gotten your ticket, then I'm not really sure what you're waiting for. But you can go to marriedpreneurlife.com/event. You can go ahead and snag your seats right there just so you're not waiting for a response. And if those of you have, we have people coming from literally all over, from Delaware to Dallas, literally, everything in between that are going to be joining us. So we're super excited about seeing these family empires being built and like literally mapped out for 2020 and being implemented. Moving forward, you know, it's not just for 2020. 2020 is just the beginning, the next beginning. But we're super honored to be a part of this. So if you've enjoyed this episode, you know what to do.
Yep, you can subscribe, rate, and review. And of course, we look forward to checking y'all out on the next episode.
Y'all have a good one. Peace out. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Marriedpreneur Life Podcast. If so, you know what to do. Review and rate, and definitely do leave a comment. We love to hear all of your takeaways. Also, if you don't know, we are planning our very first Marriedpreneur Live event. It's going to be amazing. Go ahead and get on the VIP waitlist over at www.marriedpreneurmap.com/waitlist. We'll see you on the other side.